At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, believe it or not, we're almost to the weekend, and that means the Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be here on the panel. We got a couple of A-listers along with her, former state senators John Lamping and Jeff Smith. We'll get Paul Hall with entertainment. I almost started that Aliens TV show that's on FX and Hulu. I'm hearing really good things about that. Did not pull the trigger last night. There's also was I talking about the Ed Sullivan documentary the other day? Didn't I mention that to you,
yeah,
Sue?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I brought it up. Fred, I don't think you were here, yeah, but there's an Ed Sullivan documentary that's on Netflix, and I started to press play, and then the family, they were out last night in St. Charles having some fun, and they came back, so I did not end up watching any of that, but that's on my list. Paul will have some recommendations as we take you into the weekend. Cusimano on some sports stuff. The Cardinals are off today after losing the series to the Rockies. The Yankees aren't on. The Yankees, by the way, are flailing.
Yeah.
$300 million payroll. You know, the other thing is, and Fred, I don't know how dialed you are into this, and I'm sort of sitting on the edges because I'm not as, you know, an expert on sports. I don't know that I'm an expert on anything, but there is a very good chance, and this is just sad, there's a very good chance that the 27 season, there's going to be a lockout and a work stoppage. We're going to get to this situation because, Sue, they're trying, the owners would like to put a salary cap in place, which is what the NFL and the NBA have. I'm a fan of that, personally, because I think it would make for more competitiveness with some of the smaller market teams. The players don't like it at all. Now, I would argue that the players are more than fairly compensated, and I think NBA players and NFL players are more than fairly compensated for the work that they do. I'm not trying to take money away from the players, but this is going to be a big sticking point moving forward, and we'll have to see what happens. But anyways, it is interesting that the Yankees and the Dodgers are both kind of struggling right now with those big payrolls. On the topic of sports, there is a tennis tournament. You know, we see all the big ones like Wimbledon, the U.S. Open. U.S. Open's coming up, I think, here in about a week. We like tennis quite a bit, Sue and I. I watch quite a bit of Wimbledon, the French Open. I love it. So they had, you know, they had these tours, like any other sports, the ATP and the WTA tennis tournament in Cincinnati. And did you see what happened with one of the players in Cincinnati, Sue?
No.
So this is kind of fun. There's a Emmy. Let's see if I get her name right here because some of the foreign names are not exactly something I'm comfortable with. Emma Raducanu.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that close?
It's close.
So she's in a match and there is a crying baby in the crowd. And, you know, golf and tennis are both those sports where everyone, for distraction purposes during either a tee shot or during a serve in tennis, the crowd can get involved and they can cheer and they often do. But the protocol would be if the person who is playing on the court is serving, that's distracting. You don't make a lot of noise. Well, there was a lot of noise that was made.
Oh, dear.
child. Do you want me to send the child out of the stadium?
You can hear the crowd. So she says yes, and then the crowd's like, yeah, please do. And, you know, she gets a fair amount of support.
I can call in, but we need to continue for the moment.
Yeah, so I think eventually they got the kid out of there, but that's, you know.
That's a tough one.
Well.
I'm not sure how old the child was, but I can't imagine bringing somebody too small to a tennis match. That can't be great.
But you know what? People do these things.
Yeah.
And here's another example. And we had this guy. I don't even know who this guy is. Maluma is his name. Have you heard about this at the concert?
I don't think
so.
Play
a little bit of his music here. I saw this one actually on Monday. Déjame decirte. Se ve que él te trata bien. What happened is, and I'm going to play you this for those of you who know Spanish, but he's doing his show in Mexico City, and he notices that there is a mom that's sort of in the pit area in front of the stage that has like a one-year-old kid, and there's no ear protection on the child, so starts calling out the fan. ¿Usted cree que es una buena idea? He's saying, with all due respect, how old are they? And he says, a year old, less a year. Do you think it's a good idea to bring a one-year-old baby to a concert where the decibel levels are this blanking high, where the sound is this high? That baby doesn't even know what's going on and what it's doing here. Next time, protect their ears or something. For real, it's heavy. It's your responsibility. You're waving them around like they're a toy.
Ooh.
That baby doesn't want to be there. For real. I'm with Maluma. Luma here.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah.
He said, I'm telling you with all the love and respect, now that I'm a father, I would never bring them to a concert. For the next time, be a bit more aware. And he noted that Susana Gomez, who is his wife, they welcomed their first child last year. You know, maybe you don't have that reaction if you don't have kids, but it's just ridiculous what some people do. Now, we've all seen, I think, parents, and I get that childcare is tough, right? If you want to go see a movie and you have an infant or if you have a baby, there are people that drag kids who should not be in R-rated movies into R-rated movies because they think it's appropriate. And I've never really understood that. You know, back to the days when I would do a lot of the movie screenings, sometimes the movie companies would, you know, have T-shirts to give away. And I would see people hold their kids up, just like Maluma was kind of describing them, like their toys, in an effort to get a cheap, extra-large cotton T-shirt.
Come on.
I mean, yeah, come on is right. But the ear protection in and of itself, I think, is something that would be important.
I'm seeing that a lot of ear protection worn by kids at, like, NASCAR races. Now.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's very smart.
I do not. I should use ear protection. I have a friend who goes to a lot of concerts, and he has some rather high-tech, you know, earplugs that he wears. For me, it takes away from the experience, but, you know, I can barely hear. Just ask my wife because of that. But, you know, we learned the hard way with Alexa when we took her to Katy Perry. I did not think about ear protection, so I sat there much of the show with my hands over her ears, and we never made that mistake again. She went up to see a couple of shows in Milwaukee for Summerfest, and she had, you know, the headphones on. So that was a smart thing to do. All right, we got to take a break. We got Sue's News coming.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, and here's some nonsense. Jussie Smollett thinks he can make a comeback, and Variety Magazine, one of the leading trade publications in Hollywood, gave him a big... I don't know if he's on the cover, but he might be. But they did a big piece on him yesterday. Glory Rodriguez is going to join us. She was the attorney for the brothers who really did the attack and finally had to fess up. And Glory was also the producer of a great documentary that's on
so
Fox
good.
Nation. It really, really is good on the whole thing. But the tie-in with the new interview that they did at Variety is there's a Netflix thing that comes out, and he's interviewed for that. So I will not be able to help myself. I'll have to watch it just because I want to see how much of an idiot he comes off as. But Gloria's going to join us hopefully here in about 12 minutes. And I always say hopefully because Fred knows we love her and she's great, but she's so busy and sometimes she kind of spaces things out. But that's okay. We'll get her on eventually. But let's do this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You guys, it's a National Relaxation Day, which I haven't felt, but I would like to. Anyone?
Maybe
I've been
around
trying
6
for
o'clock.
3 months to relax, Sue.
Yes.
I really have, but I think I'm almost there. I do get to a point, like at 8:30, when I've run the energy out of the puppy, and I'm finally to the point where I can say, okay, I'm going to decompress and, you know, kind of watch stupid shows or something like that.
I understand. It's also National Creamsicle Day. I am not a creamsicle person. I think it tastes like baby aspirin. Anyone? Do you like it, Fred? Orange
no,
and cream?
I don't.
Thank
oh,
you.
I love it.
See?
Really?
Mike
oh, yeah,
loves
I love
it too.
Love
the
it.
People like it. Ethan, creamsicle, yes, no.
Big yes.
Okay,
yeah.
See? We're split, but
no,
I'm
like
with you
lot.
On this, Fred. Don't you think it tastes like... Yeah,
what
is
no,
your problem?
No,
with
same
it?
Thing.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
It tastes like baby aspirin, you
yes.
think?
Yeah, do you remember
it's
that?
It's kind of chalky.
Of course I do, but I like it.
Well, you're wrong.
They have... Well, we all have our differences,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. 72 years ago, on this day in history... Okay, it's 1953, and David Milani Sr. is out with his son, and he notices... that his son is having a really hard time playing baseball because he's always breaking windows, right? This was a common thing. Remember when we were all outside playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And or he would hit windows and or losing balls on the school roof. So the kid also showed no skills as far as throwing a curveball. His dad was trying to teach him how. So Mr. Mullaney took a round-shaped perfume carton and cut slots into both halves, and when he threw the new ball, it curved.
Is this a wiffle ball thing?
That is correct. Yeah. The wiffle ball was invented 72 years ago today, and that's why.
And I think we've talked about this before. I have great, great memories. I just had an aunt. My dad's sister, Aunt Pat, just passed away,
I believe,
at the age of 92. But
gosh.
Her family's home, you know, when you compared it to the rest of the relatives, was the party home in Barrington, Illinois, which is a fancy suburb of Chicago. And her yard was big enough that we would throw down in wiffle ball
awesome.
All the time. Yeah. it was really cool. So fond memories of wiffle ball from when I was a kid.
Man, it would slow it down, and it was just great. And 40 years ago today, I just bring this up because it's a round number, but it was in 1985 when Michael Jackson bought the publishing rights to most of the Beatles' music catalog. That was 40 years ago today.
So do we know who owns that now? Is that something that got flipped from the estate, or does the estate still have it? That's a good question.
I will have to look that up and get back to you. All right, Fred found this story, and then I saw it again today. The one that says that Amazon is aggressively expanding its grocery delivery program across the U.S. Now, when I say aggressive, Amazon has same-day grocery delivery. It's got them in about 1,000 cities and towns now. They say it's going to be available in more than 2,300 cities by the end of this year. They're really ramping it up. And the Seattle-based e-commerce company says perishable items will be available, including dairy, meat, seafood, baked goods. They're going for it all. I mean, I wonder what local places think of that.
You know, I think our stocks in grocery stores went down upon that news.
Oh, yikes.
But, you know, they've tried to compete. Look, you have Instacart that you can use. Walmart has a delivery service. I feel, even though I love technology, and I do, you know, we order things from Amazon all the time, and I love the fact that I live close enough to one of these places out there in Fenton where a lot of times we get same-day delivery. So I think that they're going to make this work. It's just, I'm the guy that shops for groceries for the most part, and I like going to the store and picking things out. So maybe you get to a point where enough people are going to be on the other side of that. My wife's on the other side. She does not like going to the store. She'll do the Instacart deal. But I bet that they're going to make it so efficient, it's going to be too hard to resist.
That's what they do. You know, it's things like when I got you two each those birthday cakes, the little ones from Schnucks because we had forgotten or didn't get them. But when I went in and I just say, can I have these two cakes? And you find somebody and they'll write on it for you. That kind of thing can't ever be really replaced. I guess you could try to order it online, but what a pain in the butt.
The problem that I have with the Instacart stuff, and again, I think all this is going to be worked out, but what they do is sometimes if you're looking for a particular product or a size of a product, like let's say you want 18 eggs and then they just have a dozen, they replace some of the items for you on their own. I don't know if they base it on an algorithm. So then you'll get some stuff that you don't really want.
I've got, and I'm really picky about blueberries or, you know, thing, and sometimes they'll get the small ones that aren't any good.
Or what if they're like moldy?
Yeah,
something like that, you know?
Well, like I don't like it.
You don't get your own choice?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I bet Amazon's going to do it right, though. Something tells me they know what they're doing.
I wonder where they're going to get the food from. The fresh food that quickly.
That's a good question.
Well, they're in Seattle.
Well, they say groceries have been a growing business for Amazon. They operate more than 500 Whole Foods and over 60 Amazon Fresh locations. And their sales in that business rise 8% in the second quarter alone to $5.6 billion. So they've got their toe in it. They're just going to put a little more of the foot in.
Yeah, sounds like you're starting to dive.
Exactly. Shares in rival delivery and grocery companies did drop, Fred, and that was for Instacart, too. So Instacart sees the writing on the wall. Okay, here we go. Some entertainment news. Kevin Hart is teaming up with Netflix for a new competition series to find the next big stand-up comedian. Wasn't there a show like there out there once?
Last Comic Standing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's going to be joined by a group of comics who will be announced at a later date. Netflix says the contestants will, quote, face rigorous tests that mirror the real-life journey of a comedian. So they'll have brutal open mic nights to bomb sets to rewrites, the pressure of big stage performances, and it'll give viewers an unvarnished look at comedy's darkest corners. So we'll see when that's coming
up. I like it. And you know, Kevin, I have so much respect for Kevin Hart as a mogul, as a businessman, as a, you know, producer. So he's really sharp and he knows what he's doing. And, you know, and I'll never forget, I think we agree on this. I became a Kevin Hart fan, even though I was a little iffy on him. But when I saw his damn monologue on SNL and he told that raccoon story,
oh my gosh,
it was the best ever.
Yes. I'm the one who begged you to watch it.
It was so good.
Yeah. The raccoon drops the gun, the thumb gun. Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. Okay. Now, there is an upcoming ping pong drama called Marty Supreme, starring Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow. I was unaware of this. It's going to, they have the trailer out today. This thing is going to come out on Christmas Day. And the first trailer for a two-part Charlie Sheen documentary is out.
Ooh.
And it premieres on September 10th on Netflix. And I watched part of it, and it's like him in a bank, like a diner in a booth, talking about himself.
Okay, that might be too much to not. I'm going to have to watch that. Because that story was, and Ethan, you probably don't know all the Charlie Sheen craziness story.
I know that there was some hoopla, but I don't remember what specifically.
And for a while, that dominated the media. There was a good period of a year, maybe two, where there was so much drama up and down with him. So that one will probably hook me in.
Bad news, he's still dyeing his hair. And that's unfortunate, and I wish someone would talk to him about it. Okay. There is a list out today of some celebrities and their wildly and strange but wildly expensive collections. Some of these are so bizarre. Nicolas Cage collects shrunken pygmy heads. That is correct. And haunted properties. If there's a story that your property is haunted, he is a good candidate to buy it. Okay, Johnny Depp has an enormous Barbie collection.
What?
Including Beyonce, Elvis, Lindsay Lohan dolls. He says he's used them to improvise scenes with his kids.
Okay, he's a weirdo.
I don't think there's anything more to say. Tom Hanks, and I love him for this, has, of course, 300 vintage typewriters. If you ever seen the documentary about that, it's adorable, about the typewriter.
I remember you talking about that. Oh, my God, that's so good.
Penelope Cruz is obsessed with coat hangers, okay? And she collects different shapes, sizes, and designs. She says there's beauty in the craftsmanship. Angelina Jolie, of course, collects antique and custom knives. Now, she is a weirdo. That's all I've got to say.
Wait, hold on. You are arguing that she is over Penelope Cruz for coat hangers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I'm with you,
knives.
Ethan. I don't know. I think the
and
coat
Elton
hangers
Elton John, by the way, has 15,000 pairs of sunglasses.
Oh, that's normal.
15,000.
That does not surprise me.
And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Movies and TV shows that feature time travel are completely banned in China. I guess they don't like it. Obviously, they don't like it, but what?
Sometimes we don't have the appreciation for the things, little things
Agreed.
Like that, that we can do in this country that they can't do there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
I am not suicidal.
Stop laughing at our class.
I am not suicidal, and I am innocent. I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago.
Okay, so there is a part of me that kind of misses this story because it's so, you know, captivating and crazy. That was Jussie Smollett. So here I am doing an interview with Curtis Houck last night from Newsbusters. And as I often do with guests, if I haven't perused their socials, I start going through his Twitter feed just to see if there's anything I want to ask him about. And Sue, this happened like a little after 5 last night. He had linked to a story in Variety magazine, which is a major trade publication in Hollywood. It really is like the Hollywood Reporter and Variety are the two legendary trade publications. And they did an interview with Jussie Smollett because he's making a comeback, or he's trying to make a comeback. There is a documentary that's going to be on Netflix called The Truth About Jussie Smollett, but it does have a question mark. So it's like, The Truth About Jussie Smollett. And then this goes a step further. I didn't mention this yesterday. He's going to be in a Fox reality show called Special Forces, World's Toughest Test. Now, the first person, the very first person we thought of when this story broke yesterday was Gloria Rodriguez, who is the attorney for the Osandario brothers. Her reaction this afternoon: Gloria, how are you? I've missed you dearly. This is a great excuse for us to chat because you know how much I love you and I'm a fan, but you had to be laughing your ass off when you saw this story in Variety.
Oh, Mark, it's good to be back. I miss you guys, too. Yeah, I was kind of scratching my head over the whole Rahm Emanuel's a villain thing because as the mayor, he has no power whatsoever to, like, bring charges against anyone. All he can authorize is a civil lawsuit, which he did. You know.
Yeah, so explain that a little bit, because what he was saying in when the interviewer from Variety is trying to get to the core of what I can't imagine that this person didn't know that Jussie Smollett is guilty of everything that he's been accused of, but he was trying to make it seem like Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, and the police department were trying to throw shade his way because they were trying to cover up for this, you know, very controversial case involving a kid named Laquan McDonald, where there was a questionable police shooting. And in the end, when you saw the video of that, the kid had a gun, and it wasn't really a questionable shooting, but that was something that kind of hovered over this at the time, and they were racial aspects. So that's his excuse at this point, that it was a cover-up, and it was a cover-up because Rahm Emanuel is involved, and they didn't want bad things to happen for the police department. It was easier to use him as the scapegoat. That's essentially what he's trying to say now, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's just not true. If anyone followed the McConnell case, it just didn't happen that way. There were a lot of different, you know, entities, the judge included in that case, ordering the release of the tapes. The people that were working on that case from the Chicago Police Department had nothing to do with this case, with the Smollett investigation. At the end of the day, remember that this was a prank that the brothers had agreed to do, that they were paid to do it with a check, by the way. And it was never meant to go into the hands of the police. Like, there was never an agreement that this would be a false police report. And that's exactly what Jussie did. He called the police and said, hey, I'm the victim of a hate crime, of which there are like less than 100 every year in Chicago. So the police started kicking it into high gear.
So is there, did you read the piece in Variety?
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, how can you, and I don't know, I think it's embarrassing that they gave him the ink, you know, but I understand people are looking for clicks. And look, I read it too, because I saw it out there. But seriously, how can he even,
right,
with any kind of straight face, given the overwhelming evidence that was presented, and finally he was convicted of this, and he got lucky with the Supreme Court being tossed out on the you know, on the prison sentence because of a technicality. But if you're someone from Variety or anywhere else, this is why I'm kind of curious about the Netflix thing. I'll watch it because I want to see what the hell he says. But how could you not directly challenge him with the facts from the case that are indisputable at this point?
I would say probably because this reporter wanted the interview. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, look, so many different producers and studios had wanted to have Jussie on their show. I mean, me included. You know, I did my documentary from the brothers' perspective. I feel like the Netflix version is kind of like more of the Jussie version. Which is fine. You know, it's good to have a discussion about what happened, because ultimately the firestorm that erupted wasn't just because of what Jesse did. I mean, let's look back at this. Kim Fox gave him a sweetheart deal that no one other than someone in his position would have gotten. I could have never gotten that kind of deal for a client of mine at the time. They'd have to plead guilty to something. And so to say, you know, we're the state's attorney's office, give us $10,000 and whatever you want in community service over the weekend and we'll call it good. That's what pissed off the people of Chicago.
Yes, exactly. Right.
That it was the whitewash of justice. And I'm quoting Rahm Emanuel at his press conference that day when he said this was a hallway handshake done in the back in the dark of night with no notice to the public, done in secret. This is not how we get justice for the people of Chicago. And I agree with him 100%.
So, and I can't remember exactly what he said about the brothers in the Variety episode, but you mentioned the check. I mean, that there's another one of those things that's indisputable, right? I mean, he acts like these guys are still the guys, or maybe he's saying, I don't know, that they're the ones that, you know, were the ones that attacked me, but he's still sticking with that part of the story.
You know, that part in the article, he says, or the author writes that Jesse doesn't directly like criticize the brothers, and he believes that the brothers are not the attackers. But you have to keep in mind, Ola and Bola walked into a jury trial and raised their hand on the good book and said, "I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but swear to God." We were the guys, like, it was us, right. And then went on tape and said, it was us, we did it, and then acted out how they did it. So for him to say it's not them when they're claiming the responsibility and accountability for it is absurd.
But, you know, I was thinking about this a lot last night after we talked about it on the air and we knew that Fred had reached out to you. And I'm just thinking through, you know, the process of how someone can still try to convince themselves that they're, you know, not guilty of something. I don't know if psychologically something happens. O.J. Simpson comes to mind. But what he does know is that because of the racial dynamics about this, and you know how those took off from the very beginning across the country, LeBron James, you name it, everyone in politics jumped on this as another example of white supremacy, etc. But there are a lot of people, and let's face it, the racial situation is still very, very sensitive out there. We just had another anniversary of what happened here in St. Louis with Mike Brown. There are incidents that still happen. So there are a lot of people that just think that he got a raw deal. And what he says in the piece is, you know, I can't tell you, you know, much about what happened. I'm not an investigative reporter or detective. I can't sit and tell you exactly beat by beat what happened. I can only tell you what did not happen. And what did not happen is the story that's been out there for almost 7 years, that somehow I would have even had a reason to do something as egregious as this. But you mentioned your documentary. It's excellent. Sue and I have heaped praise on it. It's called Jesse Smollett, Anatomy of a Hoax. Is the only place that you can still watch that on Fox Nation, Gloria?
And thank you for the kind words. You know, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my work, so I appreciate the commentary. So the first episode is free on YouTube, and then the remainder is on Fox Nation on the app directly.
Well, and it's so good, and really, I've recommended it so many different times, and it would be very interesting. Let's see what we find out here in the Netflix documentary. Maybe they'll be a little bit more fair than I expect, but they are featuring an interview with him. But here's my word of caution to people about some of these things that get out there. And the prime example I would use is Making a Murderer, which was a story that came out maybe even a decade ago about this guy, Stephen Avery, in Wisconsin. And I covered part of that story because Stephen Avery was sort of a unique situation. He actually was not guilty of one crime that he was accused of committing. He was let out of prison. There was a lot of attention. I lived in Milwaukee at the time. And then in the aftermath, I moved back here to Missouri. And then he's accused of murdering this young woman who comes to his, you know, it was like a salvage yard to a certain extent. And they tried to make it seem in that documentary and then in a follow-up documentary that Stephen Avery was not guilty. I can tell you with 100% certainty, and anyone who covered that trial, and I know a bunch of the reporters who did and are featured in that movie, that Stephen Avery is guilty as hell. It's not even questionable. But in these documentaries, they can spin things in a certain way to cast shadows of doubt. So that's what I'm guessing will happen in the Netflix documentary.
You know, I love that you mentioned that, because Avery's case, for the people that don't know, he was exonerated by DNA testing, released in 2003, charged again with a different murder 2 years later. I mean, here, you know, it's a false police report. It's not, no one died. I think that there's only so many ways you can spin this. Like him right. saying, I didn't do this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not as complicated as a sexual assault and attempted murder from the Avery case. And it being like this dude serving, what was it, like 18 years of like a 32-year sentence versus the guy got 5 months in Cook County Jail at the worst of it by Judge Lynn. So the reality of what he's trying to spin does not exist or cannot exist in the reality of what actually happened with the police and the brothers and myself. And, you know, all the judges that oversaw all of this. I mean, at the end of the day, the jurors found him guilty of 5 counts of filing a false police report, which is reckless conduct.
Have you spoken by any chance with Bola and Ola in the aftermath of this news coming? I don't know how long you knew that this documentary was coming out. I did not know about it, you know, until I saw the Variety story yesterday. Have you had any communication with them?
Well, I'm in it. so I did know about it.
You are. So you are featured in the Netflix doc.
I am.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy.
Oh, I hope you watch it for me.
Well,
Olin Bull and I talk regularly. You know, they're trying to just piece together their lives. They're still trying to make their dreams come true in Hollywood. Bola's found great success as a professional boxer. Ola has opened his own he renovates houses and still trying to take a crack at Hollywood. But, you know, it's hard.
Why was, you know, it's frustrating to me that he never got to, you know, serve out the sentence. What was that specific reason from the Supreme Court where they kind of tossed this out? I can't remember what happened there.
Yeah, so his attorney, Nene Uche, who's went to my law school, we knew this was coming. You file an emergency motion to stay the sentence because it was so short and appeals can take so long that if he would have been forced to serve the sentence but was found to be exonerated of the sentence itself, then he would have served that time for nothing. And the appellate court is aware of that. So they granted the motion to basically let him out again on bond while his appeal was pending. And the appeal took a couple years to work through the pipeline. And if he would have served the time, but was found how he was found to, you know, benefit from the hustling of Kim Fox's office at that time, he would have served that time for nothing. So they were in agreement with letting him out.
So that new documentary comes out next Friday. Are the brothers featured as well?
They are.
Okay, good.
They totally are. Yeah. Yep, next Friday on Netflix.
Well, maybe it'll I'll be surprised. Maybe I'll be surprised. But in the meantime, people should go to YouTube and then Fox Nation and watch Anatomy of a Hoax because it is extremely well done. And I've always felt, not to rip on Fox Nation, I subscribe, but it's not, you know, that wider format. And, you know, Netflix has this. And that's why I'm very curious about what the narrative might be. You have not had a chance to see it yet, though, right, Gloria?
I haven't. But I tell you what, the director, Gagan, he's amazing. He's very, very sharp. Netflix came to him for a reason. I've gotten to know him very well. Dear friend now. So I'm excited to see it too, honestly. I think he wanted to kind of give a more robust look. And obviously it's hard to do that if you don't have Jesse. So at least Jesse agreed to participate.
Right. Gloria, we love you. You know that. I hope all is well in your world. This will be fascinating to see next Friday. And thanks for jumping on here with us again in St. Louis. You're always great to us.
Oh, anytime, Mark. You know that.
All
anytime.
Right. Take care, Gloria. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Remember when we were all kind of, this was what, 2 seasons ago? I think it was just 2 seasons ago where this budding romance was occurring between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And, a lot of people were questioning whether it was real, whether it was going to turn into a relationship. He had this, I think it's fair to say, and Ethan, you listen to this podcast that we're going to talk about right now. But he was definitely someone who was interested in her and had expressed interest in her, like, publicly before maybe they even met. And then all of a sudden they meet and they become a thing. And a lot of people thought it was just a gimmick and it wasn't for real. And I was questioning it. I remember thinking, okay.
I think a lot of people were.
Just because they seemed like an unlikely couple, but man, this thing has lasted right now. Now, Taylor does not go out and do a bunch of interviews. She communicates much of the information that she shares directly with fans on social media. But the Kelce brothers do a podcast, right? And I guess she goes on the podcast this week, does a couple of things. It's a 124-minute episode on the New Heights podcast. She announced that her new record, which is called Life of a Showgirl, is going to be released on October 3rd. And she talks about reclaiming her master recordings. That was a really big controversial deal. She talks about the Eras Tour. And she talks about Travis, right? And you listen to the whole thing?
I have like 10 minutes left on it. I really enjoyed it because, like you said, my sisters really like Taylor Swift, but I think there's almost this eye roll that goes along with Taylor Swift to a certain extent.
For some people.
And I think that I gained a new level of respect hearing just some of her mindset, some of her approach to the Eras Tour and just how big it was. She recorded this entire album while touring around the world, the biggest tour in world history.
So now you've got me interested. Here's a little audio from it where she's talking about Travis.
He's truly getting to know me in a way that's very natural, very pure, very normal. Like, also like, just the way that he could make me laugh so immediately about normal things. Travis is like, he's just a vibe booster in everyone's life that he's in. He's like a human exclamation point. This podcast got me a boyfriend ever since Travis decided to use it as his personal dating app about 2 years ago.
So. That's right.
Worked pretty good.
Yeah. Hey.
Were his friendship bracelets that good? Did you give the friendship bracelets or was that just on the podcast?
I've never seen.
Yeah,
the
they didn't leave the stadium because I was butthurt, Jason.
He threw a tantrum. He threw a man tantrum.
Wow, look at that.
So what happened is he went to a Taylor Swift concert.
Yes.
Hoping that he would get to meet her.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because he was Travis Kelce.
Yes.
And they didn't let him in. So he goes on the podcast and said, like, hey, you know, I tried to meet you, but you never. And she had no idea. She's like, what? Did he, like, tried to, you know, talk with anyone or anything? And he was like, no, I just thought I could go in because I'm Travis Kelce.
Oh,
and
geez.
So, but he explained that, you know, you hear a lot about their relationship. They are total opposites. When you see the Kelce brothers and just how crazy and wild they are compared to her, it's really funny just seeing this dynamic and how fun their relationship is. She talks about the experience of being with the Kelce family during these football games and how chaotic it is.
I bet it's amazing.
It was very good and very entertaining.
I'm definitely going to listen to this because I am a fan of hers. I'm a fan of hers personally. I'm a fan of her music. And obviously, I'm a Chiefs fan. And I love Kelce. Here's one thing she also talked about. She's talking about Easter eggs, like things that get dropped into the albums, little messages and stuff.
I grew so much respect for her ability to write, and the way that she explains all these things during the podcast, you can tell how good of a writer she is because it's all so entertaining to hear in the way she explains it.
One more clip here.
I exited through a door, an orange door to be specific, and
orange.
That actually was an Easter egg. I kind of wanted to give a little subliminal hint to the fans that I may be leaving the Eras Tour era, but I was also entering
a new era.
A new
orange
era. The art of the Easter egg is that there's do's and don'ts, right? Like, I'm never going to plant an Easter egg that ties back to my personal life. It's always going to be towards music.
Unless she wears another jersey for a football team, I think that'd be a way to drop an Easter egg there. There you go. I'm going to check out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.